Chapter 13. That night, at home, as he was prancing around the house, pretending to be tripping through cornfields in slow motion and continually exploding with sudden laughter, Arthur thought he could even bear to listen to the album of bagpipe music he had won. It was 8 o'clock, and he decided he would force himself to listen to the whole record before he phoned her. Maybe he should even leave it till tomorrow. That'd be the cool thing to do. Or next week sometime. Nope. No games. He wanted her and didn't care who knew it. He definitely and absolutely wanted her, adored her, longed for her, wanted to do more things than there were names for with her. He actually caught himself saying things like, "Yippee!" as he pranced ridiculously round the house. Her eyes, her hair, her voice, everything. He stopped. He would put on the record of bagpipe music. Then he would call her. Would he, perhaps, call her first? No. What he would do was this. He would put on the record of bagpipe music. He would listen to it, every last banshee wail of it. Then he would call her. That was the correct order. That was what he would do. He was worried about touching things in case they blew up when he did so. He picked up the record. It failed to blow up. He slipped it out of its cover. He opened the record player. He turned on the amp. They both survived. He giggled foolishly as he lowered the stylus onto the disc. He sat and listened solemnly to A Scottish Soldier. He listened to Amazing Grace. He listened to something about some glen or other. He thought about his miraculous lunchtime. They had just been on the point of leaving when they were distracted by an awful outbreak of yoo-hooing. The appallingly permed woman was waving to them across the room like some stupid bird with a broken wing. Everyone in the pub turned to them and seemed to be expecting some kind of response. They hadn't listened to the bit about how pleased and happy Angie was going to be about the £4.30 that everyone had helped to raise towards the cost of her kidney machine, had been vaguely aware that someone from the next table had won a box of cherry brandy liqueurs, and took a moment or two to cotton on to the fact that the yoo-hooing lady was trying to ask them if they had ticket number 37. Arthur discovered that he had. He glanced angrily at his watch. Fenchurch gave him a push. "Go on," she said. "Go and get it. Don't be bad-tempered. Give him a nice speech about how pleased you are, and you can give me a call and tell me how it went. I'll want to hear the record. Go on." She flicked his arm and left. The regulars thought his acceptance speech a little over-effusive. It was, after all, merely an album of bagpipe music. Arthur thought about it and listened to the music and kept on breaking into laughter.